Hello, I am Jane Pratt, and I'm joined by Mike Hutchinson to read the second part of this week's Chatterbox. Before Mike starts Information Desk, we have some sad news. This week's Chatterbox is brought to you by Team 2. For many years, Don Cleaver was one of the regular Team 2 readers. I'm sorry to say that Don died last week, only a few months after he stopped reading due to ill health. He will be missed by his team colleagues. Now here is Mike to start us off with Information Desk.
I've got one item this time. For coffee mornings, you can come along to Vision Norfolk's monthly coffee morning at the Bradbury Hub, held on the fourth Monday of the month from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Please contact Richard Polly on 01603 573 000 if you'd like to go along. That's 01603 573 000 if you'd like to come along. And the next session will be on the 27th of February.
On Saturday the 25th of February, there will be a concert to raise money for the Guide Dogs for the Blind. It will be a celebration of British choral music. The concert will be at St Andrew's Church, Eton, which is at NR4 6NW. The concert will be given by Norwich Music Group, conducted by Philip Aldred. The concert starts at 7 p.m. and tickets are £8.
We've one more important announcement for you this week. A few weeks ago we mentioned that we are planning to produce our own magazine following the sad end of our publication Let's Talk. We asked if listeners had suggestions for a title, and we received many ideas, including Natterjack, Let's Listen, Chatter Away, Chatter Times, Listen Together, and a real Norfolk one, Let's Mardle. The Chatterbox committee had a hard time making a decision, ruling out Idle Talk and Careless Talk, but that was Just Talk. Sorry, what I meant to say was they chose Just Talk. Thank you for all your suggestions. The first edition of Just Talk should reach you by the middle of March.